You know, today, unlike years past, this is not our fathers and grandfathers period anymore. We've got different ways to spend our money, different ways to take care of our bills, different ways to reach out and to be involved in our financial system in this country. One of those new ways is the prepaid card. And obviously, many of you have heard about it because you're using it, and you've also got the attention of agencies that have the responsibility to protect you when you use these devices. We're going to talk specifically about the so-called prepaid card. Now, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, that's the CFPB, has proposed new rules governing the disclosures and terms surrounding what are called general-purpose reloadable prepaid cards. That's the kind you can reload with cash or have funds directly deposited onto your cards. And it's different from gift cards, I'm told. Public comment on the CFPB proposal was due last week. And among those having an interest in this, your interest is the Pew Charitable Trust. They care about what happens, and the Bureau turned to them for reaction to this, and they got that. And I want you to know about that. And so I've invited the director of the Pewterable Charitable Trust Consumer Banking Project, Susan Weinstock, no stranger here. She was on our program. They advocate for policies that improve the safety and transparency of consumer banking products. And she directs a team of researchers who identify current practices and consumer needs to inform policy solutions. And then Thaddeus King is an officer with the Consumer Banking Project, conducting research and reporting on the safety and transparency of key banking practices. Susan, Thaddeus, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you guys come away from the hearings feeling very happy, or are you very concerned, or should we be concerned about prepaid cards at this point?
I'd say generally we're really happy with what the Bureau has done. You know, their mission is to protect consumers, and they've written proposed rules that really get to the heart of these cards and ensure that they will be a safe and transparent product. In particular, the biggest concern we had was the issue of whether overdraft would be allowed on prepaid cards. Right now, there's only one product in the marketplace that offers overdraft. We know from our research how much overdraft has been a problem for consumers in the checking account world, and we didn't want to see that, you know, replicated
right
in the new world of these prepaid cards. This is a great opportunity for someone who doesn't have a bank account to go into a store or go online and buy a card that they can use like a checking account. And so we wanted to make sure that overdraft was not a part of that. And the CFPB's rules basically make overdraft a really hard thing for a provider to offer. They have to offer it as credit, like you would with if you wanted to get a credit card.
Would there be big fees, like if you overdraft and you pay a lot of money for overdrawing at the bank? Would you pay a lot of money for overdrawing your card?
Well, under these new rules, there will not be any sort of fee for overdraft. It just won't happen. What will happen is a consumer can apply for, after 30 days of having the card, the provider can offer consumer credit on the card, and then they have to follow the rules that that follow credit cards.
Okay. Thaddeus, is this better? Is this the way it ought to be, or could they do even more that would protect the consumer from your point of view?
This is better. So with overdraft on checking accounts, what you generally have is a fee when you spend money that isn't in your account. The fee is usually very large. If you were to put an APR on it, it would usually be quadruple digit, and it must be repaid in full very quickly or you get more fees. So with this rule, it follows more in line with how credit cards are regulated, which is you have credit. You can only require payment once per month. You can't automatically take the money out of the prepaid account. So it will work very much like credit cards. Mm-hmm. There's a few extra protections, such as the 30-day window. It's important because when someone gets a prepaid account, a lot of times they're trying to avoid credit. And this gives them a buffer period so that they can see how the prepaid account works before possibly adding a credit feature.
How much money can I put on my prepaid card? Is there such a thing as a limit on what you can charge a card with?
You can load money onto the card. Different cards might have different limits, but the cards offer consumers to have direct deposit. So you can, as if it was a checking account, you could have direct deposit of your funds onto the card from your work.
So my audience understands prepaid cards, what they are and how they work. What's the advantage of a prepaid card?
Well, the advantage is if you don't have a card and if you don't have an account, then this is going to give you a place to store your money, use your funds. You can use it to purchase things online, in stores. You can use it at ATMs to withdraw funds. You're not carrying around cash, which is always open to being stolen or lost. This card, the money on this card will be secure, and it will be safe. So that's a real benefit for someone who's had a checking account and decided they didn't like it. There were too many fees. This could be a new start, something that they could try a prepaid card instead.
Okay, and are they becoming...
Also, some people have had problems with checking accounts, and some people can't even get a checking account. Almost anyone can get a prepaid card.
Okay, and if I want a prepaid card, where do I get the card? Do I go to a bank for that, or where you know, who runs the program? How is the program managed?
You can get a prepaid card at a drugstore, at a Walmart, at a CVS. You can get them at banks. Some banks sell them as a product.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a variety of places that you can buy them. They usually are at the drugstore, say at a CVS or a Walgreens. They're on a kiosk. They're different from gift cards. So if you're looking for that, you have to make sure that you're getting a prepaid card. But they sell them, you know, in lots of different places.
It's a fascinating new part of the opportunities and the things that the tools that are available to us. We're talking right now with Thaddeus King, an officer with the Consumer Banking Project of Pew, and also with Susan Weinstock, who is the director of the Consumer Banking Project. We're talking about your prepaid card, what you should know about it, why you should be protected, and how it works. When we come back, we'll learn more from our guest. Stay with us. I'm very pleased to have you with us as I talk with Susan Weinstock and Thaddeus King, both with the Pew Charitable Trust. It's a nonprofit, nonpartisan research and advocacy organization located in Washington, D.C. that looks out for your best interests. In this case, we're talking about a new tool that's available to you, relatively new, 3 or 4 years. It's called a prepaid card, and lots of people are using it, so much so that the CFPB, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, has now decided that some rules have to be in place and should be in place that will protect your interest. And that's what Susan and Thaddeus are concerned about, because they were part of the outreach to when they wanted to public comment on this. So as I understand it, overall, this is a good thing. Are they protected? I know the FDIC for checking and for banks, and then there's an authority that the credit union has that regulates them. What about this organization? Is there federal deposit insurance on this?
Right now, most cards, most accounts do have pass-through insurance that's available. However, the CFPB has not mandated that in its rulemaking. So there may be some cards that don't have that protection, even when this rule is finalized. So we're asking that the CFPB amend the rules and require FDIC or NCUA insurance to be included on all prepaid accounts.
Okay, and is that likely to happen, Thaddeus?
We don't know whether what the CFPB's plans are, but we definitely believe they have the authority to do so, and it's very important that this protection be added. People who don't have FDIC insurance are at risk of losing all or part of their funds for a long period of time or even forever.
Now, I should just mention that the one thing that the CFPB did do in this rule is they said if a card does not have FDIC insurance, the card provider on the disclosures has to tell consumers that. So it has to say on the disclosure, this card is not covered by FDIC insurance, or NCUA insurance.
Yes.
So consumers will know that that's the case. But We would like to see the CFPB go a step further and just mandate that all of the cards have that protection.
Understand. And from my vantage point to my audience, I'm then going to say to them at this point, this is something that you should ask about when you're deciding on a card. Is that a fair statement?
Sure. And you can look at it on the disclosure and see. You'll be able to see whether it has it or not.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to touch base on again, just a little bit, and that's the overdraft fees. The way this is being proposed, there would not be an overdraft fee, right?
There wouldn't be overdraft, basically.
Okay, right. Overdraft. And is that a good thing?
Yes. So consumers are, all of our survey research shows that consumers don't want, they want to use this card to control their spending. They want to use it to make sure that they're spending what they have and not anything more than what they have. A lot of them have had trouble with overdraft in the past, and they want a card that will just let them spend the money that they put on it. And that's what this card is designed to do now that the rules are in place.
And that's the beauty of it, isn't it? I mean, this card and prepaid card says you can spend what you have, but not more than you have.
Right. I mean, that's why it's called prepaid, right? Right. You put the money on it, it's there, and you spend it.
Yeah. What sources of information are available if people want to learn more about prepaid cards? Do they contact you? Where do they go to get more information?
So what I would suggest is going to consumerfinance.gov. That's the CFPB's website. They have a whole section of the site devoted to prepaid cards with commonly asked questions, lots of good information. Another place that's looked at these cards is Consumers Reports has done a couple of reports on really good prepaid cards.
And Susan, is this going to be the wave of the future? Are we going to get rid of checking accounts? Are we eventually all going to be using prepaid cards?
I don't think that we're going to get rid of checking accounts. I think that our research shows that this could be a very viable product to compete with checking accounts. So it may make the checking accounts become better products, too, because now consumers have a choice. They can get a checking account. They'll be able to get a prepaid card, and they will have comparable protections, so consumers won't have to worry.
So for my $5 overdraft, I might not have to pay $32 if the bank knew I had another option, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
You could get a prepaid card and not have to worry about it.
What I did get was the benefits of your knowledge, Susan Weinstock and Thaddeus King. Thank you both for joining us from Pew Charitable Trust. Come back and see us again. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoyed it. Okay, folks, hope you enjoyed that. This is what it's all about, giving you information that will help you make wise decisions. Are you financially fit? I hope that you are. And I also hope that you'll join us next week. Thank you, Al Peterson. Thank you, Tali. Thank you, folks, for being with us. We'll see you again next week.